Yes, hello.
Hi, is this Mr. McIlwain?
Yes, it is.
Hi, this is Allison. I'm sorry I missed your call. I'm calling from Family First Care, the home care agency, in regards to your application for services.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm okay. You know what I mean? I got all my paperwork and everything.
Okay.
And I'm just waiting for my son to come on board so he can get the things done. What am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to take all this stuff to the welfare office?
Yes. So give me 1 second. So I have your caseworker information, her name and her direct contact number, if you would like it, as well as what they're missing. So you could have closed some of these. Are any of these bank accounts closed, either Capital One, TD?
All of them closed. All of them closed. I don't have no bank account.
Okay. Wells Fargo and Bank of America?
I ain't no bank account for years.
Okay.
You know, I don't know why they still got that mess on there.
What they're flagging right now are those bank accounts. If they're closed, all you have to do is provide a closure letter from each one of those. Okay.
I got a letter for all of them, yeah.
Beautiful. So you can either, if you would like, you can either take a picture, send it to myself on the same number that you called me on, and I can email them and save you the trip straight to the county, or you can take them down and give them to Ms. Parker yourself. Totally up to you.
At the county?
Yeah. It's going to be the Parkside Avenue one.
That's where Ms. Parker is?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
All right, that's your caseworker. Her name is Rashida Parker.
Okay.
Do you want me to text that over to you or send it to Santino?
Send it to Santino. Send it to him and me.
Okay, perfect. Mm-hmm. I'll send it to both. I'll let you know. Are you familiar with Parkside Ave, the welfare office over there?
Not really, but I go find it. My son will find it. I'm not going over there.
I mean, I can send you guys the address, all that information. I'm going to send you Ms. Parker's direct contact information. And then that should be the only thing missing. That's what they're missing.
Okay, let me get my son on the phone real quick, all right?
Yeah, if you want.
Repeat that down. Excuse me for a second. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hold on for a minute.
Of course.
How do I do this?
Do you want me to call him?
I want him on three-way, though.
Okay. Yeah, I can do that. I can see if he'll answer.
No, he'll answer the phone when I
got it.
Got a number. I'm in the hospital right now.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, hold on for a second.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to get him. Okay. Hold on for a minute.
I'm here. Take your time.
Hold on for a minute.
Yep.
All right, Tino, you on the phone?
Yes.
Okay.
Hey.
My son's on the phone. You can give him all that information now.
Hi, Santino. My name is Allison. I'm an enrollment specialist for the waiver program, the application that you guys are doing with the state. I'm with a home care agency, Family First Care. So I got an update on Melvin's case. So they're flagging right now all of his open bank accounts, but once he provides the closure letters that he has to the county, they will go through with the approval. I have his caseworker information, name and direct contact if you want. If he has the letters, like physically, if you do not want to go down to the county, he has my number. I can give it to you as well. You guys can text me pictures I convert it to a PDF and I send it to the county for you. I can send it directly to you. Her name is Ms. Parker. Or I can give you the address to go take it down to her at Parkside Ave. Totally up to you.
Yeah, because I got all the letters from all the banks. All the bank accounts have been closed for 5 years or more.
Yeah, that's all they're missing.
I don't even know why they had that mess on there, but I got all the paperwork that says the accounts is closed. So I'm in the hospital right now. Right?
Yeah.
So I'm supposed to be leaving on Friday.
Okay.
You know, so I'll figure out some kind of way to get that paperwork over to the either over to the office or text it back to you on your phone.
Yeah, you got it. I can text both of you guys, okay?
Yeah. So you send it over there, okay?
Beautiful.
All right.
Perfect.
Okay.
And if you guys have any questions on the application, just call me. And then Santino, I'll send you the caseworker name and direct contact so you have it. And if you guys have any questions on processing time or like approval time, you can call her and she'll let you know.
Okay, so you you'll be sending the paperwork over to her, though, right? When I give it to my son.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well.
And then if you guys have any other questions in regards to, she's going to be the one, Ms. Parker, to put the final stamp of approval on it at the county. She's the one it's assigned to. So if you go down there at all, or if you have any questions, I recommend call her for like a timeline. Because otherwise I'm just going to say totally up to them whenever they put that approval on it, you know?
Right. Okay. So, like I said, I should be out here Friday.
Yep.
And I have all that paperwork to you by Monday.
Beautiful.
Okay.
If you have any questions, you just call me at the same number and then Santino, I'll text you.
Okay. Thank you.
Of course. Mm-hmm. Thank you guys for your time. Take care.
You too.
Bye-bye.
All right, thanks.